One of Australia's most experienced climate change researchers says he doesn't think this extra funding will help Australia reach its Paris targets. ANU Professor Will Steffen is a counsellor with the Climate Institute, a member of the ACT Climate Change Council, and was science advisor to the Australian Department of Climate Change and Energy Efficiency from 2004 to 2011. He joined me a short time ago. Professor Steffen, welcome again to The World Today.
Thank you.
What's your reaction to the Prime Minister's climate change policy announcement? Is this a change of heart on climate change by the Morrison government?
No, it certainly does not look that way at all. In fact, pouring more money into the ERF, the Emission Reduction Fund, is pouring good money after bad. That's been a proven failure. We've had the ERF around now for about 5 or 6 years. And in fact, the last 3 or 4 years, our emissions are actually going up, not going down. So the ERF is definitely not a credible climate policy. And pouring more money into it is just a recipe for a failure yet again.
You say the government's putting an extra $2 to $3 billion over 10 years. You say this won't make any difference?
No, because the evidence is that this the ERF approach does not work. As far as I can read from the detail I've seen, the emphasis on the new announcement is toward what we call green or land carbon. It's improving agricultural practices, growing trees and so on. What's really lacking is the fossil fuel aspect, and that is by far the most important aspect of climate change policy. Any policy that doesn't deal directly and decisively with reducing fossil fuel emissions simply isn't credible.
The Prime Minister says the package he's announced today will ensure that Australia meets its Paris commitments.
We aren't on track to meet our Paris commitments, and we won't be on track unless we really tackle the fossil fuel emission issue. So policy has to actually take that on directly through a number of possible policy mechanisms. But the point is you have to target getting our fossil fuel emissions down. This policy just doesn't seem to do that.
The Prime Minister has said in the past that Australia would meet its targets at a canter, but the government's own Department of Environment and Energy figures undermined that last year. How far off track are we if we don't make the changes that you're talking about?
Well, our emissions are actually going up. And we need to get to a 26 to 28% emission reduction by 2030 based on 2005 levels. So you're going to have to be going down by several percent a year, not going up. The second point I would make, though, which I think is really important, is that target is woefully inadequate. We signed the Paris Climate Agreement, and the Climate Change Authority did an analysis, and they recommend that we need a 45 to 65% reduction by 2030. If we're going to be on track to meet the Paris commitment.
So 45% is Labor's target. Are you saying that might not even be enough?
Yeah, it's at the lower range. So they're getting into the ballpark. So what I would say with regard to that, it's a very positive step in the right direction. I think as we gain confidence, like we've done in the ACT, we can see that we can actually ratchet up our level of ambition whilst actually reaping economic and employment benefits. So I think it's great that we move from 26 to 28 to 45. And I think as the years pass by, we can probably see we can do even better than that and reap those other side benefits as well.
The Prime Minister says his approach will see Australia meeting its targets without compromising the economy, as he says Labor's policy will do. Do you think it's possible to take meaningful action on climate change without some impact on our economy?
Yeah, we've proved that in Canberra, as a matter of fact. I'm a member of the ACT Climate Change Council, and what we've done is gone to 100% renewable by 2020, by next year. And what we've done is actually kept our electricity prices low because renewables are now actually cheaper than fossil fuel energy systems. So it's a furphy to say that our economy is going to suffer by getting our emissions down. If we do it intelligently, our economy is going to benefit. Jobs are going to benefit. Electricity prices will be kept down and so on. So really, there's a huge opportunity here that just hasn't been grasped by the federal government.
Professor Steffen, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure, Eleanor.
That's ANU Professor and Counsellor with the Climate Institute, Will Steffen.